You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. This episode is brought to you in part by Spotify and Green Room. Download the app and join me this weekend on Saturday, where I'm going to be getting in on the action. And the action is real. It is October 1st. 2021. We have reached October baseball and it's getting a little weird. And I'm going to do something and handle things the way that my father would have on this day as we enter October. I'll explain why and how in a little bit. This show is available on the free and easy to use Odyssey app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a smart device in your home, if you have a smart device in your car, be sure to tell it to play Podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other terrific shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Astros with Eric and H-Town, who must be loving life right now. Locked On Braves with Dylan. He must be really happy right now. And hey, Locked On Yankees with my dear friend, Stacy Gatsoulias, who I'm sure is breaking out a smile. And check, Stacy is doing some terrific stuff on YouTube as well. And the show is terrific. And Stacy's a terrific host. So follow the show. And thank me later. But we're here now. Listen to this one. Usually I'm on YouTube. The last couple episodes have been audio only. I'll be doing a lot of YouTube shows as the pennant races and the playoffs begin in the next few days. Follow us on Twitter, Lockdown MLB Pod. Same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Let me pull back the curtain a little bit. I'm recording this on, it's Thursday night. It's 10:22 in the PM Pacific time. The Giants just won. I mean, I think there's still Giants on the field. And it's late, and I want to get this show in. And I said, I'm going to do this as extemporaneously as I possibly can. I'm not saying I'm ad-libbing it. I have some stuff prepared, but I'm speaking from the heart on this one. And with the Giants winning and inching closer, two games is the magic number is now down to two. And they won 105 ball games. They won 100 games before they got to game 155, which means this would be, when you look at this as a 100-win team, you can't compare it to the Giants teams of the past, because when they only played 154 games, this team did that. And I can't help but think how much my dad would have loved this team as they're looks like they're on the verge of clinching. You know, the magic number is two. All they have to do is win one game this weekend and have the Dodgers lose one game and they win the division, even though the Dodgers are on an unbelievable roll right now. It's not fair. And baseball could just make one tiny correction now. Just do it now before games are scheduled, before hotels are booked, and say, all right, do you know what? After the wild card game, we're going to reseed. And who could possibly object to setting up a situation in the playoffs where these two teams that each have won over 100 games could face in the National League Championship Series? As it is right now, that's an impossibility. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm thinking of my dad with the Giants who fell behind early. I mean, they got off to a disastrous start. And, you know, a game that was started by Scott Kazmir, of which I have to keep constantly say, wait a minute, that's Scott Kazmir? Yeah, that's Scott Kazmir. Giants were down three runs before they came to bat and knew they were going to be facing their old pal, Madison Bumgarner. And they still won with the walk-off hit by Lamont Wade Jr. For this, especially for those of you in the East Coast who are sound asleep. And the Dodgers, who swept the Padres and won 8-3, and are playing an unbelievable brand of baseball. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. They're on a 4-game winning streak. They've won 103 ball games. And yet, they basically can't afford to lose a game if they want to win the division. It's unbelievable what's happened at the top of the National League West. And because of the way the playoffs are set up, they cannot meet the National League Championship Series. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. That either the 105-win Giants or the 103-win Dodgers are not guaranteed a spot in the division series, but the Atlanta Braves with 86 wins and cannot win 90 are. That's crazy. But let's praise the Dodgers because they're winning. They're doing everything they have to. Let's praise the Giants by matching them. The Dodgers are 8-2 in their last 10 games. So are the Giants. They've been matching them. And give them credit for that. Absolutely. I'll tell you another team I'll give credit for is Atlanta. And it sort of reminds me of this one thing. And this is why I'm bringing up my dad. Not just because of the fact that the San Francisco Giants are on the verge of being the best team in baseball. But my dad, when there was punishment and lecturing to be doled out, my dad always made sure to praise first. I'm specifically remembering a time when I got in big trouble with my dad, and my brother had done a good job. This is a school report card. Mine was awful. My brother's was good. And before my dad lectured me, and I'm not joking, and my mom was listening to the school, back this up, tore up my report card in front of me and flushed it down the toilet. Before he did that, my dad went over to my brother, Ted, and praised his report card. He made sure positive came before negative. And believe me, I'm going to point out some negative right now. But before that, I'm going to continue doling out the positive. The Braves clinched the division. The Philadelphia Phillies came in on the verge of passing them. And the Atlanta Braves said, nope, we're not going to do this. They went on a 6-game winning streak and wrapped up the division before the weekend began. Getting it done. The Phillies are out, and the Phillies have not clinched a winning season. In fact, if they get swept to finish the season out, this will be yet another year where the Phillies finish 500 or worse, which is not where people thought this Phillies team was going. But praise the Braves, who did all the things that you would want to have for a team that went through an unbelievable streak of injuries, especially to their MVP candidate, Ronald Acuna Jr. They did not wave the white flag at the trade deadline. They bought at the trade deadline. Remember, this is a team that was sub 500 at the trade deadline and did not reach first place until August 12th and didn't stay there to good until August 14th. Remember the Mets, the New York Mets were in first place as late as August 6th. So praise the Braves. They got the job done. They had something they needed to do, and they got the job done. Praise the Braves. I'll tell you another team to praise, the Houston Astros. I brought up the whole scenario of what would happen if the Red Sox, Blue Jays, Mariners, and the Red Sox, Mariners, Yankees, and Blue Jays, if they all finished with identical records and the Astros also the same record, how would that fit? How would that work? Do you know what? Doesn't matter. Wash your hands of it. The Astros got what needed to be done. They won the division. And against a good Rays team. And the Rays team played them tough. In fact, if that is a preview of the American League Championship Series, that should be a good series. Getting it done, though. The Astros turn the series against the Oakland A's into basically a meaningless series. The only thing on the line is the Astros having home field advantage over the White Sox, but they have a two-game lead on that with three to play. So the Astros, give them credit. They got what they needed to get done, done. And they were losing in one of those games to Tampa. They won a couple of games against Tampa, and there you go. They've made this series against Oakland moot. They can line things up the way they want. And chances are they'll win one game, and the White Sox will lose one game, and they'll be exactly where they'll be, which is home field advantage in the division series. Give them credit. Getting it done. Give the White Sox some credit, too, because they were stumbling and bumbling a little bit, not exactly playing inspiring baseball. And they've been winning a bunch recently. And they've been getting good pitching performances. And I know the White Sox have the reputation of a team that only beats up bad teams. And that's going to make them incredibly vulnerable when it comes to the playoff situation. But they beat a good Reds team. And they are going to be prepared for what should be an interesting series with the Houston Astros, is what I meant to say. Give the Cardinals credit. They clinched the wild card with a weekend to spare. And now they've dusted themselves off after their winning streak has ended. And they wound up winning that game against Milwaukee. Essentially, everything is lined up with the exception of the best teams in baseball. The only thing uncertain is which one of the best teams of baseball will have home field advantage and which one will be playing one of the hottest teams in baseball to possibly be eliminated and have a 103 win season or 100, whatever it is, win season made rendered moot. They gotta change something. They gotta change something in that system. Anyway. All right, this is not easy to say this next part, but it's got to be said. It's got to be said. If we are giving credit before we heap our insults, I think you know what's coming up. I think you understand what's coming up. In fact, it is probably the easiest bet you'll ever make in your life, knowing what I'm going to be saying and what pride I have to be swallowing. And if you're going to be making any bets, go to Bet Online. It's your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface and even more odds, props, and contests, Bet Online continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. And don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, baseball, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Las Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers for the 2021 season. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts. And hey, let's also bring up the fact that there is an incredible app for everybody who buys gas. And if you have a car, you need to buy gas. You understand what I'm saying? You understand gas. You need to put it in the car unless you have one of those electric cars or you have the thing with the Flintstones and you just run your feet underneath it. If you have that, great. But if you use gas, get upside. My listeners and other listeners too are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Right while you're listening to me, use the promo code BASEBALL and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back at GetUpside. Download the app for free. Use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. 50 cents cash back is not much, but when you're thinking about per gallon, boom. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code baseball to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's promo code baseball for GetUpside. GetUpside for your gas. That's right. I just wrote that song. I think it's going to be a big hit. Now, here comes that part. Let's give the Yankees credit. Let's give the Yankees credit. I said that twice because I almost threw up in my mouth. Let's give the Yankees credit. Because when they fell to 500 on the 4th of July, we all laughed at them. We all threw rocks at them. We all said, oh, fire Boone, you go back. I was one of them. All right? I was one of them saying, Cashman, get him out. Boone's a bum. Ha ha, look at the Yankees falling apart. And then when things were getting weird and hairy and silly, at the law firm of Weird and Hairy and Silly, the Yankees were going to face a gauntlet of the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. Okay, knowing that they could fall behind the Red Sox and behind Toronto. And what happened? They swept the Red Sox in Fenway. They went into Toronto, which just a couple of weeks ago looked like was a house of horrors. They took two out of three from Toronto. The two games they won were come from behind victories. They beat Robbie Ray today. Robbie Ray had a lead late, and then the Yankees became a home run hitting machine and probably cost Robbie Ray the Cy Young Award when you really break it down. And they did what they needed to do. All of us who said fire Boone, Cashman is obsolete. We have to have our tail between our legs. Don't pretend you didn't say that if you were one of the ones who said it. I was one of the ones who said it. Don't sit there and say, like, oh, yeah, I thought they were all the way. No, I didn't. I was an incredibly flawed Yankees team that was stumbling and bumbling and had a seven-game losing streak just a couple of weeks ago. This is a very strange Yankee team. Very strange Yankee team, which sometimes looks like they're absolutely unbelievably unstoppable and sometimes looks like a minor league team. And to be fair, I don't think any team is going to beat Tampa. I think Tampa's better than everybody. That being said, you have to give the Yankees credit because they faced the gauntlet. If you looked at the schedule, the strength of schedule, the Yankees had to do more than the other teams. And the Yankees are going to be one of the wildcard teams. Unless it's an absolute cataclysmic collapse to Tampa Bay. But let's face it, Tampa Bay has nothing left to fight for. There's none of this pride of, oh, we want to push the Yankees out of the way. I mean, they're going to try, but their main thing, and they've earned this right, is they're going to rest players. They're going to get everything set up. To them, this is an exhibition game. They do not owe the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, the Mariners. They don't owe them anything. They clinched. It's not the other team's fault that they're in a scrum. They pushed his head, and it's their right. If they want to just play minor leaguers and get everyone done, you cannot blame Tampa. All right? Because they got it done. Which leads to the scolding. And the moments like when my dad flushed my report card down the toilet. The Red Sox technically are still a playoff team in October. Technically, they got to October 1st as one of the wildcard teams. And for most Boston fans, if I told them that at the beginning of the year, they would have been fine with that. But there's something about this that's a terrible taste in my mouth. The Red Sox looked dead from the neck up in the two losses in Baltimore. In Baltimore. one of the worst teams in baseball. They're a minor league team. Yes, they've got Ryan Mountcastle. Yes, they've got Mullins. They've got a couple of decent players on the team. No team ever in history has been completely devoid of any talent. But they let pitchers who, well, I hate to use the term they stink, but if you're a major leaguer, you obviously have ability. But where the hell has Devers' bat been? Where the hell has Bogart's bat been? Why are they relying only on solo home runs? Why can't they get a rally going? You had two games where the Red Sox just could not get a rally going against a historically awful Baltimore Orioles pitching staff. With a season on the line, and you can't go play one of the worst teams in baseball and win the series. Do you want? I'll grant them taking one game. They're a major league team too, technically. And maybe they'll win one game at home. Okay. But after that, to lose the series with everything on the line, it's inexcusable. And now they've allowed the Mariners to tie them. Now, this is where your pal Sully is in a strange quandary, because I've emotionally distanced myself from the Red Sox and I've supposedly adopted the Mariners. And here they are. The Red Sox and Mariners are tied. Now, I've been keeping track of when you wake up in the morning, which team is a playoff team. And the Mariners have not been a playoff team since April. Not in first place in the division, not in the wild card. Not since April. So all May, June, July, August, September, for 5 months, Seattle Mariner fans have woken up and said, well, our team's not in the playoffs. Our team's not in the playoffs. And October 1, they wake up and say, hey, our team's a playoff team. The Mariners have the single longest drought of any North American sports team in terms of making the playoffs. They remain the only franchise in baseball to never have played in the World Series. There's never been a Seattle World Series. And if they outplay the Red Sox in three games, they're going to go to the playoffs. It's not outlandish that the Mariners go 2-1, the Red Sox go 1-2. Boom, there's the Mariners are in the wild card game. But the Red Sox, you blew it. You had the chance and you blew it. You had one of the easiest schedules you can imagine and you wet the bed. And the Blue Jays wet the bed too. Because they had, look at, Yankees are going to win the game. Granted, they won the game. The Blue Jays won the second game and they brought their best pitcher on the bump. They had Robbie Ray on the hill with a lead. And all they had to do was hold that and throw in the Red Sox loss and the idle Mariners, and you would have a three-way tie for the second wildcard spot going into the final weekend. You would have the ability to say, if all those three teams won on Friday and the Yankees lost, that you would have a four-team scrum. Instead, the Blue Jays blew it. And they're probably going to miss the playoffs. They're probably going to fall short of the postseason, because what is their elimination number right now? I'm actually going to go check on MLB, my MLB app right now. So the Blue Jays elimination number is 3. Not impossible, but they can't afford to lose a game. They can't afford to lose a game. Otherwise, they're going to have this wonderful season and fall just short, which is a distinct possibility. And it was sitting right there to be taken. And alas, it didn't happen. Alas, it was something that came up short. And look it, I don't know what to say. Did they run out of gas? Did they peak? Did they need to have a burst of energy? Did they need to have a Built Bar? You know, Built Bar is the most delicious protein bars out there. And let me tell you, they have so many great flavors, from double chocolate to cookies and cream, German chocolate, orange, strawberry, salted caramel, mint brownie, cherry barcia, coconut, and my personal favorite, raspberry. But If you haven't had all the flavors, go check out one of their mixed box. You get two of each of those flavors I said, but they're not just great tasting, they're healthy too. 17 grams of protein, calories range from 130 to 180, 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams in net carbs, all tasty, all healthy. Order today, get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry, whatever you want. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, which I think is pretty cool. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCK15, easy for you to say. You got 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% at built.com. All right, here we go. It's October baseball. So let's take a look at the games that are going to be playing on Friday. And don't think I'm not watching these games, even though the many more divisions have been clinched. Reds and Pirates, they're playing Castillo versus Crow. Good for them. The Red Sox are handing the ball to Eduardo Rodriguez. Rogers pitching for the Nationals. Red Sox are singing for their supper. McClanahan against Cortez. The Rays are going to play the Yankees tough, but they don't need to go all out. They've earned that right. The Orioles are playing the Blue Jays. Oh, I'm sure they all circled the games against the Orioles saying, oh, those are easy wins. They're easy wins. Ask the Yankees. Ask the Red Sox. May not be the case. Mats is pitching for the Blue Jays as the Blue Jays are suddenly playing for their life. The Phillies want to have a winning season. They have to win one game. They're playing the Fish in Miami. McGill is going to see what he can do there. This is the last weekend of the Cleveland Indians before they become the Guardians. Morgan is pitching against Howard as the Rangers and the Cleveland Indians play on Friday night. The A's and the Astros, at the beginning of the year, this looked like it was going to be a great showdown for the AL West, and now it is nothing more than a spring training game. Valdez against Sean Manaea. The Twins and the Royals are playing out the string, basically. The White Sox continue their tune-up against the Detroit Tigers. Lance Lynn, who could be the number one starter in the postseason, is going to get the call. Cardinals are aiming for win number 90. They're doing so against the Cubbies, Rockies, and the D-backs in a rematch of the 2007 National League Championship Series. The Giants, looking to inch closer to that division title, are taking on the Padres. The Padres, if they go all out for the final three games, will be at break-even 500. If they lose one game, then they'll have a losing record, something that was not expected for this team. The Mariners, who have a wildcard spot as I'm recording this, are handing the ball to Gonzalez, who's one of their best pitchers, as they play the Angels. The Dodgers and the Brewers in what might be a playoff preview, who knows, Clayton Kershaw against Lauer. Kershaw is building himself back up. So there you go. I use my dad's model of praising before punishing. And some teams deserve credit, and a couple of teams certainly do not. So go to the free and easy to use Odyssey app and go wherever you can find us. I'm going to be doing a Spotify Green Room this weekend. Follow us at Locked On MLB Pods and check out a lot of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. One of them is Locked On Bets, because betting doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Talking about the teams that got it done and the teams that wet the bed on October 1st, 2021, this has been Locked On MLB. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.